Somebody tweeted in earlier, aren't you sick of the draft coverage? No, not at all. We're doing it. You know who's really doing draft coverage and been doing it for the last several months is the NFL Network. And they're getting set on Thursday to begin a record 51 live hours of coverage on the NFL draft, including the scene at Radio City Music Hall, team cams in 15 different war rooms, draft rooms around the NFL. They've got cameras with some of the prospects. The guy who is the orchestrator of all of it, the producer, getting set for his eighth year as the lead producer of NFL draft coverage on the NFL Network. On the line with us live right now, Charlie Uke. Charlie, thank you for being on the air with us. How are you tonight?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I can't believe you have time to do this interview. I mean, are you sleeping at all these days getting ready for the big broadcast?
No. And I'm in L.A., so it's 5 o'clock. It's really not that late.
Okay. All right. And when do you make the big move to New York? You go to New York, right, to coordinate all this?
Our staff goes to New York predominantly. Half of them are there right now, and the rest of the producers that are based here on the West Coast fly out Sunday morning.
Hey, Charlie, refresh my memory. How many years has the draft been at Radio City? Has it been there the entire time that you've been producing the draft coverage?
Yeah, the entire time I've been doing it there. So this will be, hang on, I'm using my fingers here.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, so the last 8 years it's been at Radio City.
And
I can't speak for before that.
Yeah, I know. I guess it has been there for a while. What's that like to get into a venue like that with all of the history there, most of it, you know, theatrical and music, and to have a totally different type of production in there? Is it set up well for that sort of thing?
It is, because the event itself, again, it's the NFL conducts business. You're in there and you're realizing that this is the crown jewel of Midtown Manhattan. And that it just becomes just a celebration. It almost looks like an award show where the commissioner comes up, makes the pick, and then people go crazy. They either like the pick or they don't like the pick, and they definitely voice their opinions from all 32 teams.
You know, we've talked about this on our show, about that night, that especially round one, the Thursday night coverage, which your coverage starts Thursday night at 8 o'clock on the NFL Network. It is really the ultimate reality TV, isn't it?
It totally is, because again, we're not seeing any football. We're just seeing guys get selected, put on hats, and then the hope is, oh boy, I hope this guy fits into what we really need as Bills fans or as Patriots fans or as Bears fans. You're providing that first glimpse of what could be, which is, I think, what every NFL fan wants, which is hope for a brighter future for their team.
And Charlie, you really don't have to manufacture much drama in that show. I wouldn't think the drama is right there for the taking, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that it's changed to prime time now. It's added a little bit more drama to it, as opposed to, I think, you know, when we first started doing this draft too, it was on the weekend during the days, and now it's shifted to a 3-day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I think, you know, I think it's people like it at night now. It gives them something, you know, event viewing, what we're trying to do, you know, in the NFL, which is make Thursday appointment viewing, be it with the games that are now coming on Thursday that you can watch on NFL Network or something like the draft, where Thursday's becoming a destination point now for the NFL and football in general.
It certainly is. You may know, and maybe you don't, but the ratings are just through the roof, right? I mean, there's no bigger sports television in the month of May than the NFL draft this year, right?
Sure. I mean, right now I think everyone's just trying to champing at the bit right now to get to the draft, because normally it's been done. We've been done with business by now, but, you know, it's usually late April. But now that it's, you know, in the first week of May, I think people are just ready to go. The appetite for football will always be king, I think. I'm a little biased, obviously, working for NFL Network. But I think people right now, especially, you know, you can tell me too, right, John? Like at 9, it's like the Bills fans, what are we going to do? What do we want to do? What are we going to move up? Are we going to move down? Are we going to take a lineman? Are we going to look at defensive backs? Like, I think everyone's ready to go to start looking at what their team's going to look like come summertime for training camp, and then finally when we get to preseason.
Charlie, I got a secret for you. We've been talking about that since the end of the Bills season last December 29th. We focused on the draft for the last 4 months. We are ready, right? That's for sure. Hey, Charlie, right, You're probably not as old as I am, but you may have seen the archival video and film of the way the draft used to be. ESPN setting up essentially a card table in the corner of the Marriott Marquis ballroom, and that was draft coverage. A couple of guys, a couple of talking heads sitting there. We've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of viewership done and the production that's done by ESPN and NFL Network and even the local radio crews and just the local crews from everywhere, it's definitely become, as the word we use, eventized. It's not just the commissioner coming up being like, here's the pick, and then one network doing it. It's very much becoming like election coverage You know, it's a big event. There's no other way around it. It's an event.
Charlie, how would you distinguish NFL Network's coverage compared to ESPN?
Well, the one thing I can't really speak for, obviously, for the last 8 years since I've been only dealing with NFL Network and in our truck, and I can't really see what the competition necessarily doing. But for us, the way we approach our coverage to this is we want to is access, and not only access, but reach as well, be it from all 32 fan bases. What can we show them that you would want to see? So it's the war rooms, it's the draft parties. We're actually even taking our coverage into outer space. We're going to get a message from a couple astronauts that are up there that are going to kick off our draft coverage with us. So it's, I think it's just every year it's how can you top that, and you want to get it bigger and bigger and bigger. So we just keep trying to challenge ourselves with more tape, more again, access within those places that the viewer at home can't take them him or herself to.
NFL Network's coverage will include video footage, maybe live pictures from 15 different team facilities, including the Buffalo Bills. What are you looking to get out of that? What makes for a good picture?
What fans like seeing is, as I call it, it's the fishbowl effect, which is you get to see business being done. You're not going to hear them. They're not, you know, these teams don't give us the audio, but you get to see people conducting business as they're choosing players. And it's, again, it's that term, that the word access that I use, that if you're at home, you just can't watch front offices of the Bills or, again, the Cowboys or the Bears or whatnot. The hope is, again, that you get another glimpse of the coverage that we have and just more views, again, of as opposed to just Radio City, because it's bigger than that. It's not just in New York. The business being conducted in New York, but there's 32 fan bases, 50 states, massive amounts of countries that are interested in what's happening on that particular night in primetime on Thursday, May 8th.
Charlie Uecker is our guest. He's the NFL Network coordinating producer, and he's in his eighth year now as the lead producer for the NFL Draft on the NFL Network. First round Thursday at 8 o'clock in New York at Radio City. You have the Green Room. 30 players invited this year, Charlie, but tell me what the atmosphere is like in there and what makes a good green room shot or good green room drama that you're kind of looking for.
Well, we've never had 30 people before back there, so we're expecting the green room now extends all over the full stage of Radio City, which it's never done before. I'm expecting it to be a madhouse, for lack of a better word. It's just going to be, you know, they're bringing family members. It is Mother's Day weekend. It's a celebration for them. It's a celebration for the league, and it's a celebration for whatever team they get chosen by.
Charlie, I guess I knew that you had to have some advance word on the picks, but I read somewhere that the networks get about a minute and a half before the announcement is actually read, so you can get your video ready and your graphics ready. Is that right?
It's a little closer to a minute. It's about closer to a minute.
Yeah.
So, you want to get your video ready, you want to get your graphics ready, but we never tell the guys, we don't tip the picks anymore, so they get the drama, the viewer gets the drama. You know, it's been a long time since we've tipped the picks. That was many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But I think we get about a minute just so we can line up all the proper elements that we need.
You know, someone who's worked in TV for a little bit, a minute, it might seem like a lot to somebody waiting on that pick, but in the TV world, to get ready your graphics and video, that's not a lot, is it?
Yeah, and that's a credit to everybody, all the hardworking men and women at NFL Network, because they've organized so much stuff for us, which is including, you know, we've got tapes of over 750 different college players, almost 2,000 individual videos, highlight clips of each guy, and that's just a testament to just the staff we have, you know, back here in Los Angeles and at NFL Films and you know, those hardworking men and women have done the work. I really just look. They're the ones who are actually doing the hard work here.
The guys, the face of the broadcast, obviously Rich Eisen, Mike Mayock, Marshall Faulk, Mariucci, Michael Irvin, Dion, Daniel Jeremiah, Ian Rappaport. You got to feel pretty good about the stable of talent you have there to analyze not just the picks but the teams, the team needs, and how they're filling those needs.
Yeah, you've got a nice balance of Hall of Famers, coaches who've done this before. And Mike Mack, who's, boy, he kind of knows what he's talking about, huh? I mean,
yeah.
He definitely
yeah.
watches a lot of tape, and he's seen a lot of games, and he's usually right on. So we're lucky on our end that we've got guys who are not only passionate about the event, but passionate about football as well.
Do you want your analysts to disagree from time to time? I mean, there'd probably be some natural disagreements, but are you looking for those, like, conflict points between some of those guys?
Yeah, if it's natural. We don't want to just manufacture debate. We want natural debate, absolutely. So if they disagree, look, Johnny Manziel is going to be a flashpoint, whether you're going to be on one side or the other, whether you believe in him. But I believe there's you know, between the discussions we've had with the guys, there's going to be a lot of disagreement on certain players and who should go where and where do they fit and how do they fit, especially with whatever team they get drafted by. So they're naturally going to disagree anyway. And if you've seen a lot of our coverage, you know, Michael Irvin and Marshall Faulk, they disagree about anything. You could throw out their red or blue and they would argue which color is better. So
you mentioned you mentioned Johnny Manziel. Not only is he a biggest name but in the draft, but as one of our draft experts over the last few weeks pointed out, maybe the most polarizing figure in the draft in a long, long time, with different opinions on both sides.
Yeah, it's different now because back, you know, a guy like Tim Tebow probably now too would be a little bit more polarizing too with the Twitter and the Instagram and all, and I added the on purpose, all that stuff. But he's Johnny Manziel's the only college football player I know. If he's sitting courtside at a Heat game, that's on TMZ, that's on a lot of different news outlets, and we haven't seen someone like him in a long time, and I think fans are gonna be real interested to see where he falls, and I you know, who knows what's gonna happen. If I knew that, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I'd be somewhere else.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, yeah. I see part of the coverage on Thursday, the first day of the draft, includes red carpet coverage. I didn't even know there was a red carpet at Radio City.
Well, yeah, again, just as it's gotten bigger and bigger, the arrivals will be unveiled with a red carpet, and, you know, it's going to be, on our end, it's going to be produced by a wonderful senior producer. His name's Chris Wirtz. He's overseeing the whole event, and he's kind of, you know, we line it up so we know that what celebrities come in, or, you know, luminaries and the players themselves come in, and it's our homage to the Oscars minus the, you know, the Angelina Jolies and the Brad Pitts of the world. But again, the good thing is we got a guy here at NFL Network by the name of Chris Wirtz who's a machine, man. He knows how to crank that content out, and he knows exactly when he wants and when he wants them to arrive. So we're lucky on our end with that.
Charlie, as we said, it's the eighth year you've been producing the NFL draft coverage on NFL Network. What have you found to be the most challenging part of putting this show together?
The toughest part is the speed. And I know that may sound crazy when each team has 10 minutes to pick, but it really moves fast. And you know, having done live television, being in the truck, it's just sometimes picks get piled up, and we have commercials we got to take, and there's business to be conducted. But there's a television show going on, and that's the most difficult part. Sometimes in a couple years ago, we were actually three picks in, and we hadn't revealed the pick that the first pick that happened. So it's always an interesting balance between, you know, the league has to conduct and the teams have to conduct business, and ESPN and ourselves are trying to conduct a television show, but in the end, it always works out.
I know you do a variety of other things at NFL Network. Is this the most fun thing you do in the course of your job?
This in the Super Bowl, just because of this, the magnitude and the feel of it, which is just, this is fun. This is fantasy football for adults. It's, again, like what we were saying earlier, which is hope for a better team, hope for that the player makes sense, and that that changes the face of a franchise, which is what I think we all hold on as not only fans of our teams that we like, but football fans in general, and fantasy football fans. Which, by the way, you can sign up for fantasy football on NFL.com for the first time ever this early, which will be on Thursday, May 8th, if you want to tell people in Buffalo.
Okay. Did somebody just pass like a promo card in front of you or something, Charlie?
No. That just came up the top right of my head when I thought about it. Yeah.
Hey, good luck with the broadcast. Thank you for coming on the air with us tonight. We'll be watching all over the next couple of days we watch it every night when we sit here. But thank you for coming on with us, and good luck with the broadcast next week.
Sean, one quick thing for the good people of Buffalo, too. In the 7 o'clock Eastern hour on Thursday, May 8th, we're running a really, really nice piece on advice for Jadeveon Clowney, and Bruce Smith is going to be offering him some advice as well, which I think will interest your fans and your listeners as well. That'll be sometime in the 7 p.m. Eastern hour, an hour before the draft happens. I think people won't want to hear what Mr. Smith has to say to Mr. Clowney.
Yeah, they both could be potential first overall picks. That's right. That makes sense. Thanks very much, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, guys.
Charlie Yook is the NFL Network coordinating producer for the NFL Draft on the NFL Network. You heard him talk about the show coming up Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Bruce Smith addressing basically Jadeveon Clowney. And, of course, the draft kicks off Thursday, May 8th, 8 o'clock. Rounds 2 and 3 a week from tonight, 7 o'clock. Rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday, May 10th, starting at 12 noon. All of it on the NFL Network. Charlie Yook has been doing that for a while, as he said, his eighth year conducting the or being the producer for the NFL draft coverage on the NFL Network. What an undertaking. Red carpet, Radio City Music Pit. They put Ian Rappaport in the Radio City Music Pit They've got Urban Meyer, college coaches Urban Meyer, Jimbo Fisher, David Shaw. They're going to be part of their draft coverage. A major undertaking. It's a major event. I mean, like I said, it's the number one thing on TV in sports in the month of May. Stanley Cup playoffs and NBA playoffs notwithstanding. There'll be many more viewers for the NFL Network coverage of the NFL draft coming up starting next Thursday, 8 o'clock.